prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. And believe it or not, folks, this is already the last day of May, 31 May 2022. My goodness, how fast this year is going by. Unbelievably quick. I mean, it's just kind of stuns that look the calendar and see another month is going. But nonetheless, welcome to tonight's broadcast. We're glad you're with us. We're going to bring up our special guest in a minute, Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez from BioCare Hospital. And folks, if you have health questions, any kind of health questions, call tonight and ask. If Dr. Rodriguez cannot answer it on the phone with all the details he wants to share with you, we're going to give you a toll-free number where you can call him and talk to him in his office and get more information about yourself or your family member or friend. But the phone lines will be open almost immediately, so you can start calling at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. And folks, we do want to hear from you. Any kind of health question you may have, please feel free to call and ask the questions. And this will be the last night I'll bring these things up. You know, as I mentioned before, that I've been telling you for the last couple of weeks, the two DVD sets on the teaching I did on the Beast, the Mark, and the Great Reset. Folks, if you like prophecy teaching, if you like prophecy teaching from the New Testament and events, that's what that is. And it's a teaching Phil did, the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, along with a copy of the book itself sent to you. All that. 4 hours of DVD teaching and a book for $15. And we still, like I said, we had a couple of the books left of the Great American Adventure. Got a couple left. We got one of them, I'm sure, went today. So we got two of them left. And folks, that's a book that you don't want to miss. I mean, I want to tell you, it's important. If you're dull enough to read it, accept the truth in it, it's important. $15 also delivered. You can call us at 800-777-4403. Or if you can call toll, we'd appreciate if you would, 304-846-4448. Call and tell Lisa what you want. Use debit card, credit card, whatever. And last night I mentioned that our account had been hacked. They broke the ministry account, emptied it out. Thanks to Coach Day, we're going to be able to get by at least enough to pay a little bit of airtime and pay those that help us with the ministry. Other than that, we're kind of still behind. If you can help us keep this thing moving, we'd appreciate it. If you have time to add the funds to do so, we'd appreciate it. And I sincerely mean that. And by the way, I forgot to mention this last night, and shame on me. I shouldn't have forgot this. It's very important. Most of y'all probably know it, but Glenn Parnham, who's on this broadcast for many years, Glenn Parnham, with International Health, passed away a week or so ago. He was a friend of the ministry, a sponsor of the ministry, and he was always a great guest to have on. Glenn Parnham passed away. I don't know what the reasons were. He didn't tell me. No one told me what happened to him. I would assume probably cancer or something. My Glenn Parnum passed away, a friend in the ministry for many years. I know y'all going to miss him. A lot of you folks have been asking about him, and I couldn't get a hold of him myself, so I couldn't give you any answers. But he did pass away. So I'll let you know that. It's a sad situation, folks, when you lose friends. But thank goodness we know where he went, because he told us where he lived beyond this world. So we have hope to see him again one day. But Glenn Parnum has left us in this world, and we'll try to go on without him best we can and do what we can to glorify our Father and help people all we can. Our guest today is Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez, like I said, from BioCare Hospital. Many years ago, I was privileged to be introduced to Dr. Rodriguez by phone by Lindsay Williams. Lindsay Williams has been a friend of mine for many years. He was on the program for a lot of years, sharing information about what was coming down in this world and country. And by golly, he called most of it right, because he had inside informants telling what was coming. And he'd share with us and share many things that come to pass. I know that nobody likes to talk about those things, because when it comes to pass, then we understand that he wasn't lying to us. But things are coming to pass still. He talked about many, many years ago. Well, he introduced me to Dr. Rodriguez, because Lindsay had been going to BioCare for many years, and he just knew that Dr. Rodriguez would want to talk to me. And finally, I called him on the phone. We did radio shows together. And eventually, Dr. Rodriguez, bless his heart, so patient, talked Marsh and I coming down there. We went down for 1 week the first time. I was impressed. I was nervous when I first got there. Didn't know anything about anything going on, but I was highly impressed with the hospital, the staff, and Dr. Rodriguez himself. We went down a couple years ago for 2 weeks, went through the whole program. And folks, all I can say is if you go down there just for a checkup, or I call it a tune-up, or if you have health problems, if you can get down there to see them, you're going to see something you never saw before. You're going to see real health care. Not throwing medicine at you, not trying to cut you, not trying to burn you. Health care. That's not like we have in this country here, folks. In this country, this country called the free country of the world, what Dr. Rodriguez does and what he helps people with and what he cures people with is against the law to talk about here. And we're the free ones, right? Ha, ha, ha. But anyway, Dr. Rodriguez, I consider him one of my best friends now. Not that I see him very often, but I have total confidence in this man and what he's doing, and I trust him completely with health issues on anybody that wants to talk to him. Dr. Rodriguez, are you there?
I'm right here, Pastor. Thank you very much for your kind words.
Well, I mean every one of them, my friend, because you absolutely are, in my mind, one of the top three doctors in the world that knows what to do and how to do it without having to go through cuts and burns and surgeries all over the place. And I just appreciate what you do and how you do it. And I mean that.
Okay, thank you very much.
Well, you're more than welcome. And I told people to start calling in right away. And folks, we're going to take your phone calls beginning just in a couple seconds here, because I want you calling with questions. And Dr. Rodriguez and I can talk about a lot of things, and we will talk about a lot of things. But I want your call tonight more than anything else, because I want you to share with the doctor what your questions are. You folks are part of the family, so just come on in and join us. Let's start first in Iowa, and let's talk to Jan. Jan, come on in. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, Pastor. You're on my mind tonight. You and
okay.
The ministry.
Well, and thank you.
I got a challenge for everybody listening. Do you know that if just 500 of us send you $20, we could make up that money they got taken from your ministry?
That's true. Thank you.
And if everyone listening would send $5, you ought to be pretty well set for June.
I appreciate that. You're right. Thank you so much for saying that.
And if you enjoy listening to Pastor Butch and you get a lot of good information and you get the truth, it's right from the Bible, he will answer your questions, he will help you with anything you need help with. You help support this ministry, because I would miss it if it was gone. And I'm
well,
going to send you
Jan.
Everything I can, Pastor.
Well, thank you, Jan. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Anything that you want to talk to Dr. Rodriguez about?
Yeah, I want to ask Dr. Rodriguez, what would be the best natural painkiller? We're headed into some pretty tough times, and we're going to not have access to modern medicine. Is there anything you can think of that we can find in nature that would help a person with pain?
Well, it depends on what type of pain we're talking about. But in general, there are a lot of there are many herbs that can have an effect on pain. And sometimes the important thing to say is that sometimes you might have the pain in one place and use the herbs in a different way. Like, for example, if you take and rub some of these herbs, like, for example, in your head, in the side of your forehead, they can do a lot of good things because you soothe the body, you relax the body, and a lot of pain comes from stress and strain. So you have to be relaxed in order to fight pain. So that is one. The other one that's very useful is lettuce, just lettuce leaves. You take a bunch of lettuce leaves, and then you can add a little bit of mint to that, and just crush them with your hand, put them in a jar or in a cup or whatever you're going to use, or a teapot, and you add boiling water. You have to let it boil. Once it has the bubbles and everything, you turn it off, and then you put that water, you pour it over the herbs that you just crushed. Once again, lettuce and mint. Other one which is very good is cinnamon. Just get the full cinnamon. Don't get in powder or anything like that. Get the full cinnamon, but cinnamon has to boil for at least 10 to 15 minutes. You put it in the water. It's one of the exceptions to the rule that when you're doing infusions and teas, you don't let them boil. You use highly hot water, but you don't let it boil. But cinnamon is the opposite. It has to boil for a little while, and then it has to rest for another 15 minutes. So if you're going to do cinnamon, you have to have at least half an hour. 15 of boiling, 15 of sitting down, and then you drink it. Try those things, and that's probably one of the best ways to start.
Wow.
Because I went out and tripped and fell, and I banged myself up, and I just came in, took some hot compresses and hot and then cold, and that took it, it's gone. But I was thinking that you might not have cold, you might not have ice. What do you do then?
Well, I had no idea.
Someone has hurt, broken a finger or sprained a finger or anything. What can you use to help relieve the pain?
Okay, just use hot water and salt or Epsom salts. You just put hot water, if it's a finger, and soak your hand like 20 minutes, 2-3 times a day on this warm water. Not too hot, because you don't want to burn the skin. It has to be warm enough as to fight the inflammation and bring a lot of blood, because the blood is the one that's going to heal. So when you soak your hand or a limb in hot water, or when you use a hot compress, you bring a lot of blood in. That's why when you when you retire this thing, you're going to see that the skin looks red because a lot of blood is coming to that area. So that is, if it's a finger, soak the hand in water. That's going to do the job.
For the rest of it, wow. Just take a rag and put it in the Epsom salts and lay it on the affected area,
the
like the knee or something like that.
Yeah.
You can't put in addition. So. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Well, thank you for the call, Jan. Thank you so much. I would have never guessed that lettuce with a little bit of mint made into a tea would help pain. Lettuce. I mean,
In the old times, if you look for very old American folk medicine, you're going to find lettuce in different ways. One as a painkiller, the other one as a sleeping aid. So also, if you have some sort of sleeping problem, you can do exactly the same thing and drink that tea. And beware, so you take it when you are before retiring, because you're going to get sleepy, and many times pretty sleepy. So make sure you take it, you drink it once you're into your bedroom, once you're ready to go to sleep, because in some people it works in a very good, very rapid way.
Wow. So are any certain kind of lettuce, the romaine lettuce, or any certain kind of lettuce?
The romaine lettuce.
Romaine
lettuce is the one that has the long leaves, isn't it?
Right, exactly. And that's a better taste. That's the lettuce I like on a sandwich. That's a better taste than lettuce in my mind.
Not
I like
the iceberg, yeah.
Yes, I like it. All right, let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. What's on your mind?
Hey, Butch, did you get that email I said about Roger Healy?
I did. I answered it, yeah. Right. And you're talking about, yeah.
He was 61 when he died.
Yeah, I know. He wasn't very old. I know that.
Yeah, but then plus I put you on a prayer list, Scripture for America, okay?
Okay.
And those yo-yos, I mean hackers, I have no use for hackers.
No, I don't either. Did you have a question for Dr. Rodriguez, or?
And I told him how much was taken out of it. That's not very, you know.
Yeah,
well,
exactly.
I despise hackers.
Well, they're thieves. That's all they are. They're thieves. I appreciate it, Mick. Thank you. Did you want to ask Dr. Rodriguez a question, or are you just calling to check in and say hi?
I just got to call it in. You know,
okay. All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Mick. Thank you. I appreciate it. I know, Dr. Rodriguez, you know what happened, but my accounts got hacked this past Friday. They drained the ministry account. They drained it.
Oh, my God.
They took
God.
It all. And if it hadn't been for a dear friend of mine, an organization that he worked with, they replaced about not quite half what we needed, but at least they helped to get us in the first part of June, because I don't go on the air unless I can pay a month in advance or for the bills on the airtime. I won't go on the air because I don't want to go in debt. But nonetheless, we're okay. We could pay to help. We'll be able to pay them soon and pay the airtime. But, somebody hacked that account and a couple personal accounts. There wasn't much in those, so it wasn't a big loss. But nonetheless, they hurt the ministry pretty bad. So I just thank goodness some people out there are caring enough to help us regain it, because we need to regain it. We can get into the month, but we can't go all the way through it where we are with what we have. So we got to just pray the Lord bless us. But that's what happened. Just want to let you know that.
Well, it was very sweet from this caller who proposed that 500 of the listeners should send a check with pitching, and sure enough, that will be a great help to get over the situation that you're going through.
Amen. That'd be a huge help. I mean, no one have any idea how big a help it is. Folks, the line is open, 844-769-2944, 844-769-2944. You already heard something I didn't know, that romaine lettuce is a good pain diffuser. I did not know that. Dr. Rodriguez, there's so much going on in the world today, so much confusion and frustration and a lot of stress. I mean, a lot of stress. And I think about everybody feels it. People handle it differently, but everybody's feeling stress now. Economically, I mean, the world could be on the verge of a World War III, literally, that could happen. The economies are collapsing all over the world. America's economy is going in the toilet. This has been happening all over the world. Stress is a major factor now in people's lives. I understand, and I know, being a Christian, I tell people Christ would, if I were not a Christian, I don't know what I'd do if I didn't know who Christ was. But what do you recommend people can do physically to lower their stress levels where they can rest better, relax better, and get a better day out of the day they're living?
Well, let me tell you something. Not only to relieve stress, but to change the way we live. We have to get with much higher physical activity. And again, you remember that I go for my 100-year rule. I always think that if people didn't have all these problems 100 years ago, I should try to at least copy part of that lifestyle to see what I can get in return. And one of the big problems in today's environment is sedentarism. We do not walk, we do not move, we don't wash clothes, we don't use the broom. We have so many help in so many ways that we barely do anything. We get up in the morning, we get on a car, we go to our office, sit down the whole day, and then when we exercise, we play balls or something like that. Not very intensive. But we need aerobic activity. And for any of us that are listening in the countryside, well, let me tell you, you are so lucky because you can go out, you can walk, you can do things. And I don't mean you don't have to chop wood and go back to those days, but at least walking, moving, mowing the lawn, washing your car, vacuum cleaning your stairs, something like that. If you get some sort of an exercise program every day, that's going to be very helpful. And that's going to relieve a lot of stress. A lot of stress. The next thing that's also as helpful is when you do all that exercise, take a hot bath. That also is going to relax every muscle, every part of your body. You're going to love the way you feel. You're going to sleep so well. You're going to be relaxed because you did some exercise. You sweat it up, and then you got a shower. Now that I'm talking about sweat, let me tell you something, because that's an important rule to follow. How do you know if the exercise you're doing is good or not? Because you break a sweat. If you don't break a sweat, you're not doing it right. When you start doing things, any sort of physical activity, well, you might be feeling more or less okay and start breathing deeper and a few things like that. But all of a sudden, and we all have gone through it, we all have lived through it, you start getting hot. You start getting like, oh my God, I have to take off my jacket. I have to take, because we start to develop heat in the body. And yes. Then there is a point where you break sweat. When you break your sweat, that's the time that you're going to measure your exercise activity. Not when you put on the sneakers, but when you broke the sweat. Once you start sweating, give it 15, 20 minutes. That's all. But once you are sweating, if you're on a stationary bike, if you're on a treadmill, if you go and walk in a parking lot, if you do anything in the garden, you have to break a sweat. If you're not, do it faster, do it stronger, do something that's going to make you get that heat. That heat that you're producing is nothing else, but it's showing you that your body is finally metabolically reacting to your physical activity. And that's the point where you want to get, you see. Now, say that, there's something very important that I want to share with you. One of the biggest risk factors for dementia, I mean, yes, nobody wants to get cancer, nobody wants to get diabetes, nobody wants to get any of this. What about dementia? It used to be that it was a rare condition, really rare. But right now, Alzheimer is the sixth cause of death in the United States. So what are we doing? We must be doing something very wrong, because you're not dead, you're alive, yet you're not with us anymore. You're gone for practical purposes. So nobody wants to get dementia. And one of the biggest risk factors for dementia is the lack of physical activity. So we have to watch that, because when we don't do any physical activity, there are a lot of things that metabolically go wrong within your body, and you don't want to get to that point.
Well, you know, and boy, that, you know, that's, it used to be about everybody, at least in my life, when my age, over the years, you did sweat. When you were a young child, you ran, you played, you worked too, you sweat. Didn't think anything about it. But you get older, Dr. Rodriguez, it takes more energy out of you to do it, because you feel like you're tired before you start, if you know what I'm saying. You have to have the willpower to do it.
Yes, you got it. As we grow older, there are a lot of things that do not work the way they used to. Okay? Like, for example, vitamin D. I have many patients that tell me, doctor, but I get a lot of sunshine. Yes, but as you grow older, you turn a lot less substances into vitamin D. So you might be getting the sunlight all right, but you're not turning the amount of vitamin D you used to. So you have to supplement the skin. I mean, we all have noticed the aging effects of in the skin. And why is that? Because as we grow older, we lose the glands that produce the fats that lubricate our skin. And then as the skin gets drier, it responds by creating keratin. And keratin produces wrinkles, it produces dryness, and then we begin to really look old. So again, we have to supplement that part. But how do you supplement the hydration in the skin? Well, something I tell people to do is get something that's not very expensive. Expensive is not going to make a big difference. Get like a big jar of cream, any moisturizing cream, and rub it all over. And I mean all over. Your legs, your arms, your chest, your face, everything. And leave it like that for 10, 20 minutes. And then you take your shower in the morning. You're going to see how different you're going to look in a week's time. Because you're rehumidifying every cell on your skin. It's going to take about a week, but a difference you're going to see. And you're not going to be all sticky or anything like that because you do it before your shower. And don't use a lot of soap. I mean, all those fats are going to be draining with the hot water off your body, so you don't have to scrub. I don't know why people scrub their skins. Unless you work on a garage, you don't have to scrub your body. All you have to do is your own hands, be very gentle, because the skin is a very gentle organ. Just rub the hot water on your body, and you're going to see how clean you are. So, and with the fat before that, your skin is going to look moist and in good shape.
Well, now, would aloe vera cream work good for that? Just plain old aloe vera? Would that work?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I could tell you 100 names that come to my mind. One thing, for example, I know the creams my mother used to do. And she looked fantastic, but she was very careful in doing her cream in the morning and in the evening. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be expensive. Just get something natural.
Okay. Hang on through the break, folks. Get back to the phone lines. Now, we're going to call or two online. Back to the phone lines right after the break at 844-769-2944. This is war.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Many experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but go to Joseph Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code BUTCH.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling the Manor Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give the Manor a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to namana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wildcrafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back in. We'll talk to Dr. Rodriguez, the BioCare Hospital. Write down this phone number, please. Write this down. If you don't want to talk on the air to him, you don't have to. You can call tomorrow and talk to him in his office. He will talk to you. I promise he'll talk to you. He'll do everything in his power to help you by phone and help you get maybe point in some of the right directions for whatever your problem may be. But the number you can call him on is toll free is 800-701-7345. 800-701-7345. Now keep in mind, he's on West Coast time. He's 3 hours behind us on the East Coast. You just have to figure the time out where you are, and you can call after any time after noon their time. Or I'm sorry, after 9 o'clock their time. It'll be 12 East Coast time. You'll probably catch him. If not, he will call you back. But you call Dr. Rodriguez. You talk to him at 800-701-7345. All right, let's go back to the phone. Just go right here to Kelly, right here in West Virginia. Kelly, come on in. What's on your mind?
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Butch.
You're welcome.
I have a question for Dr. Rodriguez. I think I've talked to him once before about this issue, but I'm going to bring it up again. What can be used in order to lose the extra body fat? Because I was on psychotropic drugs for about 8 months, and they tended to put the extra weight on. I've been off of it for about 6 months, and I can't lose that extra body fat.
Okay, I'm going to ask you to do a little sacrifice for 1 month only. Just give me 1 month.
Okay.
Don't take any sugar-containing food whatsoever or drink. Nothing that has added sugar. Get away from any sweet, because sweet substances are the ones that build up fat around the waistline and tummy. Once you change that, in other words, once you start a different metabolic pathway for everything in your body, you're going to see how things begin to improve and improve and improve. But you have to have kind of a shock treatment, like a kickstart. And when you want to lose that tummy fat, when you want to lose that around the waist fat, when you want to do any of those things, you have to begin with 4 weeks, just 4 full weeks of no sugar whatsoever. So that goes. I'm going to tell you something more. That means you're not going to eat, and we're approaching summer, so it's going to be a lot easier. You're not going to eat anything that's in a foil, in a can, in a pack, because even salt food, when it's packed, contains some form of sugar. Why? Because it makes it more palatable, and they want to sell you more. So right. Even fries or anything like that. So don't be confused because you say, but I'm just having potato chips. They have sugar. So everything that's in a foil, in a pack, just eat fresh food. You know, I tell people something that has gone very well with many of my patients. I say, you get a bowl and then go to the market and buy any fruit you find, any fruit, apples or pears or you name it. You can put like cucumber, you can put like carrots, you can put all these things, and then you put it in a bowl. You see, you can put bananas, you can put pineapple. I mean, to your heart's content, you just go and take whatever fruits you find. Watermelon, all those things are right now in season. So you put them in that bowl, you put that bowl in your fridge, and every time you feel hungry, you're going to eat to satisfaction whatever amount of that food that's in that bowl. You get a big bowl, and all you can add to it is you can put lemon juice. See, you're not going to use any salt. You're not going to use any sugar, but you can use lime. And also, you can use some of that dry chili that they give you when you buy a pizza. You can put a little bit of that if you want a little bit of a kick, and then you eat that. You're watching TV, you eat that. You're doing something else, you eat that. Another thing that you can do is you can buy edamames, which is the soybean, and you steam it and you take all that.
Rodriguez, what did you say that was again? What is it?
It's called edamame. Edamame is the soybean when it's still very green, and they sell it in they sell it everywhere like Walmart or anything like that, and it's soybean that you just steam it. They normally sell it frozen, and you just put in steam, and they're very palatable. So you're chewing on something. You follow me? And make sure you drink enough water. Thirst mimics hunger. So if you're drinking enough water, your need for food is going to go down. And I don't want to lie to you. Your first week is not going to be very easy. But you're going to see how you look. You're going to see how you look. You start doing that, and you start taking one selfie every day. 2-3 days, you're going to notice a difference. In 1 week, people around you are going to wonder, what is she doing?
Really?
You see?
Right.
Yeah, and then people are going to start complimenting you when they see you in the beauty parlor, in the market, wherever. People that know you are going to say, oh, something is happening. You look much better and so forth. The other thing you're going to do with that program is that you're going to fiber up. You're going to be taking tons of fiber to your tummy. So the first few days you might feel a little bit bloated, but as you go, by the end of the first week, you're going to feel completely the opposite. You're going to feel that you're moving your bowel very easy. You're going to feel that you are not bloated, but now you're flat. You have a flat tummy. You're going to feel so good. By the end of 1 month, you might go back to certain things, but I know you will never be able, you will never want to go back to your old habits.
Wow.
Wow.
So are you saying that to put a bowl of mixed fruit in the refrigerator and just eat on it when you want a snack at night, just eat it, pick up a banana or an apple or grapes, whatever, that's okay?
Yeah. Yeah, what I tell people, chop everything, make like a fruit cocktail, and every time you need something, you take a big spoonful of that, put it in a small bowl, and you take it while you watch TV, you take it while you're talking to your family, you take it when you are planning to go to sleep, and so on. You're going to see the difference. The lack of sugar and the amount of fiber that's going to produce is going to make you look different in 1 week. You do it 1 month, and your metabolic condition is going to change forever. You're going to be so happy.
You will lose weight eating fruit. And how about vegetables also?
Well, that is going to be with your lunch and dinner and so forth. You're going to have your veggies.
Okay.
You can have legumes. You can have beans. You can have garbanzo beans. You can have all these things, herbs, of course. You can have an arugula salad, for example. If you like broccoli or cauliflower, you do that. And your favorite protein has to be fish. You're going to take fish like this, and by fish I mean deep water fish, not sweet water fish. We're talking about salt water fish. So you can take swordfish or halibut or anything like that, okay, red snapper. And that's what you're going to be having as your favorite protein. And you don't have to do too much. If you take 4 ounces a day, that's more than enough. You can have some eggs provided and dairy product, provided that they are free range, grass fed, the normal type of food. So you have your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But that bowl of fruit is going to be your lifesaver every time you want to eat something. It's going to be your snack. It's going to be your eat something because I feel hungry, whatever.
Okay.
See, I have taken, look, I have taken patients with huge swelling of the legs and treat them that way, and in 1 week I get them out of the surgical room and they couldn't be happier. But it takes your determination. Another good thing to do is the day you begin, you make sure you know how you look and you weigh yourself. And then you begin to weigh yourself once every day, once every 2 days, and you're going to see in the first week how you lose like too many pounds. You say, I can't it's not possible that I lost in 1 week 4 pounds. Yes, it is possible, because in the beginning you're going to be losing fluid that's coming out of your swollen organs. So swelling is going to go down.
Wow. Okay. Kelly, that help any?
No, I've written every single thing down that he just said.
Don't forget that if you have any question tomorrow, if there's something you missed, you have 800-701-7345. You call me, you tell my secretary, Dr. Rodriguez is expecting my call, and I was with Pastor Butch, and I will take care of you. So you don't have to worry about, oh, God, I missed this part or what was this. And no questions. I don't want you to be wandering around. I want you to be taken by the hand and do it very successfully.
And Kelly,
well, I have your number.
If you need a kickstart, tell me and I'll kick you Sunday.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Good call,
right.
Kelly. And I'm glad to hear.
And thank you, Dr. Rodriguez.
You're welcome, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
So I fresh fruit cut up and, you know, bananas, whatever, strawberries, whatever, in a bowl, and make a good snack. And you know, being a diabetic, I try to watch what I eat all the time. I'm not always perfect at it, but I think I do fairly well. Although it's frustrating because it seems like it's no matter how hard you try, this still wants to grow in your body. You still have to fight more and more all the time. So the fruit at night for a snack is okay for me.
Yes, it is. Yes,
okay.
It is.
And a lot of people say, well, you shouldn't eat too many beans whenever you're diabetic. And I do like beans. I like legumes. I like beans. I like garbanzo beans.
You can have your beans. They're going to help you. In other words, the problem with when you're a diabetic and you go to the doctor, you are very frequently misled, and I hate that. The doctor tells you you shouldn't eat carbs because they're bad for you, and carbs are everything from a sugar bowl to ice cream to a banana to beans to rice to everything. That's not true, Pastor. That's absolutely not true. What you have to move out of your life in the first place is added sugar. You do not need a sugar bowl on your table. Get rid of that. Next, you have to make sure that foods that you consume do not have added sugar. And the best way to do it is by not consuming processed foods. Because the food industry wants you to like what you buy, because they want you to buy more, to eat more. We are under the assault of the food industry, so they put everything they know, everything they have in the book, so you take something and you say, this really tastes good. You see, you're falling in a trap. This is like cocaine. If you don't want to fall into the addiction of cocaine, don't even try it, because many people will be happy to give it to you, because if you get hooked up, then you will have to buy it.
Sure,
they used
sure.
a little bit of that, but they got an important client. Same happens with the food industry. Don't eat what they sell you. Buy local. Go to your farmer's market in your area. Right now is the perfect time of the year to do it. See what crops you can buy nearby. Get recipes from fellows in there. Talk about it. Talk about all these things. Talk about your show, because you always have very fantastic, very honest, from the heart information. So if you go to the farmer's market, see what's around, talk to people, tell them about Pastor Butch, tell them about everything you can do for yourself, because it's your sacred duty. You were given a body by God to be taken care of. And when God created us, and that's in Genesis, it's going to tell you that God said, and I give you these plants, and I give you these animals, and I give you this and that for your nourishment. And true. What do? We go to the market and buy a can. Because somebody thought he was smart enough to figure out what was better for you.
Very true. Very true. Folks, you want to call? We have time left. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Dr. Rodriguez, for many, many years, we were fed the line, don't eat fat. Buy the margarine. Don't eat butter. It's not good for you. Don't eat fat. Don't eat eggs. Cholesterol is bad for the heart. And we now, most of us know now that was a lie. We know that. But I am blessed where I live. Seriously, I get fresh milk, I get fresh butter, I get fresh eggs, and I'm really blessed, and I enjoy that. But how beneficial is the right kind of fat, like milk, raw milk, not homogenized, pasteurized, but raw milk? How beneficial is that? Again, I want people to hear this, that maybe don't understand this. How beneficial is raw milk? Not the 2% or the whatever you buy in the store, but raw milk right off a cow. How good is that for you?
I'm glad you said 2%. You know, when I talk to patients, when I talk to people, when I'm in a public conference, I always tell them, what makes you think that God, in all his might and all his knowledge, decided to provide us with whole milk? Who is there to tell me that he was wrong and 2% is better? I have said it 1,000 times, 10,000 times. If God wanted us to have lactose-free, fat-free milk, cows would give us that kind of milk. God made everything in perfection, and he provided us with cows that gave us whole milk that's very beneficial. That's very good. That has everything the human body needs. Now, the only condition is that the cow is treated also with respect. You're not going to feed it with chow. You're going to feed it with grass. So cows were supposed to be grazing, not eating, not being in a barn, eating chow and being milked every now and then, and giving hormones and chemicals so they produce more milk, so they produce more money. No, they're not a factory. They're a very respectable living organism that works on our behalf and provides blessed food. So if you have, as I know you have, access to whole milk from grazing cows and everything, to dairy products like eggs or cheeses or anything like that, that's made with that honesty and that ethical concern, you are going to be in very good shape. And now let me tell you something. I was born as a doctor because I became a doctor in the 60s. I remember how the medical profession started telling people, and those that are around my age would remember that, started telling us, eggs are bad for you, butter is bad for you, this is bad for you. And my idea was simply, I have to say it. It was trusting God. So I thought, why God provided us with eggs? Why God provided us with milk and butter and all these foods that come from the reign of God? Is he that wrong? Or is he that mean that he wants us to get diseases? No, it is the food industry and the ignorance of the medical profession that let itself be bribed by the food industry, and tell people things that we know now were absolutely wrong. There is not a doctor that respects himself today that's going to tell you that butter is bad for you, that whole fertile free hen eggs are bad for you, that good milk is bad for you. There is not any self-respected doctor that's going to tell you that. Yet, back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, doctors were telling people that, which is a big lie.
Wow. You know, and that's very true. And I'm sure doctors were uneducated. They were taught that what they were saying was true, and they believed what they called science. And obviously, again, they were deceived like the masses were, so they took their diplomas, put on their white coat, and misled the people, maybe ignorantly. But the facts are out now. I mean, even on TV, they're talking about good fats coming. I mean, we need to eat more fat. That's, for a while, it was all taboo, but we're seeing now the people that come back with some common sense, and I'm blessed, like I said, to get what I can get here locally. And folks, again, the number to talk to Dr. Rodriguez is 800-701-7345. 800-701-7345. And if you're blessed enough, if God bless you enough for you to go down to Tijuana and get to meet Dr. Rodriguez and his staff, You will find something there that you've never seen before in your life in anything called a hospital. They are the best folks to work with, the most caring people. And folks, believe me, they do things to you that you never thought possible. They wouldn't do it here in this country at all. You never heard of them here. But he has cured people of everything from cancer to Parkinson's and everything else with these treatments that they call in America quackery. And we can't do them legally in America because we're the free country. So I would suggest you call him at 800-701-7345. And Dr. Rodriguez, we're about out of time. Thank you so much again for being with me tonight. I always look forward to us getting together. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor. My best regards, and I will pray for your ministry and for your going back on your feet. You deserve it, and you have done a big service to people.
Well, all glory to God. And if you talk to Lindsay, tell him I said hello, okay?
Okay, I sure will.
All right, and give all the staff our greetings, too, please.
Okay, I will. I sure will, Pastor.
God bless Dr. Rodriguez. Folks, there you go. Another program with one of the greatest doctors on the face of the earth. And I hope you'll take advantage of it and call him. Toll free, he'll talk to you as long as you want to talk. 800-701-7345. If I were seriously ill, folks, I would seek him first before anyone else for advice to take care of things. I'll see you tomorrow night with Dr. Judy Mikovits. Boy, does she have some things to tell you. See you there. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.